have in the middle of this week's parsha this v'chola be'eris asher chafru avdei oviv, speaking about Yitzchak, all the be'eris that the avodim of Avram the chafru avdei oviv b'mei Avram oviv sotmum plishtim, the plishtim closed them up v'yamalim of, and he came and he opened them and he called them names and what they gave names to the thing. It's an interesting thing that the Torah is talking about the be'eris. Has to be, it's got to be more than a simple story of you know, it was a business venture. It was a business venture of Avram Avinu that they came, the Plishtim came and sabotaged, right? And Yitzchak came and reestablished his business interests in the area, right? So that's the non-Torahic way of looking at it. The Torahic way of looking at it, we'll see, there's a few ways, but the yesod of it is all one. There's, it's not in Pshuta Shel Mikra, start, and then we'll see that even Pshuta Shel Mikra can be touched up in the same type of an idea. There's a sefer from an uncle of the Mechaber, it's called Reb Yitzchak Karai. So the sefer tells us Yitzchak and Chumash. So he writes there like this, V'chol ha-be'eris asher chofru, what's the Torah alluding to? It's an allegory. What's the Torah alluding to when it says V'chol ha-be'eris asher chofru? Heim ha-geirim shegir Avram. Those are the geirim that Avram Avinu was megayer. Sotmum plishtim. What does it mean? Sotmum plishtim. Shechozru le'amun ro. They went back off. These people were megayer. Vayoshev Yitzchok, and Yitzchok came. Vayachper shechozer le'gayram. Yitzchok brought them back. V'kora lehem shemes Yehudim. And gave them back their Jewish names that they had been given when they were Megayer originally. Oysom Hashem, we'll see that. Oysom Hashem is Atzmam Shekor Lehem Oviv Kishagira. Here's another Nekuda. Not only did he give them back the Jewish names, he gave them the very same names that Oviv gave them. We'll see what the significance of that is. Behemshech. Vizeo Shomer Vayikrilim Shemus Vigoymer. So what's going on over here is not just business ventures and sabotage. You know, business sabotage. What's going on is Yiddishkeit sabotage. Right? It's Yiddishkeit sabotage. The Plishtim came, and the Plishtim did not want that. They wanted them to be like Goyim. They didn't want them to be Yidden. So what did they do? They enticed them, and they got them to come back to the Dark of Morah from where they came. From where they came Yitzchak and reinstated their Yiddishkeit. That's what's going on. Right? So now we at least understand something of what's going on here that should be worthy of being in the Torah. Not just business interests telling us, you know, it's not the Financial Times, right? It's telling us something. Even in Pshuta Shel Mikra, and I'll show you Chazals to prove it, even in Pshuta Shel Mikra, that it means Beiris Mamish, even in Pshuta Shel Mikra, that it means Beiris Mamish, so it also has, it's also of relevance. It also has a taicha. Now these bayrus don't mean it was just storage bayrus. It means bayrus of maim. They're maim bayrus. It means they had maim chaim. They generated water, like a well spring. You know, when you need maim chaim el keli, it's interesting. Chaim, the term chaim is applied to water when it's not. If you have water in a pit, just still water, right? That's not maim chaim. That's dead weight. That's not, it doesn't regenerate itself with more and more and with a frischkeit, with new. The only thing that's called Maim Chaim, it's called that it regenerates. It has a koyach, to keep coming more and more and more and to grow. That's why a person is only called alive when the person, a stagnant person, has made himself into a diamond. A stagnant person has made himself into, but doesn't grow. The koyach atzmicha, the koyach of chiyus, of a person growing more than even an animal, intelligently and everything. The etzem koyach of a chiyus, a person's called a chai when he generates more chokhmah, when he generates more, when he's functioning and creating more. When he's functioning and creating more, not when he's stagnant. Stagnant water, that's in there, that water is not called maim chai. So what did they have? So these bayrus, Avraham Avinu says maim chai. Now what names did he give these bayrus? Let me show you a chazal. What names did he give these bayrus? Avraham Avinu was chesed, based on mirroring the perceived chesed that he saw, that the Eibishter did chesed with Kal Yisrael. I'm telling you, these weeks I want to learn up the office. Right? It was chesed, mirroring the chesed that Avraham Avinu perceived. What's that chesed? That everything that we have in the world is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Everything that's given in the world is Rabbeinu Shel Olam. When you have these bayrus of mayim, this kayach of chius of the Mayim Chaim, right? That's a chius. Any chius that the world has, the chius of January, it all comes to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The names we'll see all have to do with the Rabbeinu Shalom. All have to do. It's not personal acquisitions like there's something by their own that it's mine. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's all these names of the Beiris will indicate. So a Meir de Kethin, just on that topic. Achidah, Meir de Kethin. He says, he's a whole different shtickle with the smichas of parshas of the last pasuk, last week's parsha, this week's parsha, not our inyan, but in passing he says a very interesting thing. Mammon, right? You have, there's a musig, not gematria, there's a musig in mammon of the shem miluai. Miluai means if you spell it out, like mammon is mem, right? So the additional, there's another mem, right? Vav is vav vav, nun is nun vav nun, right? The milui, the ICS of the, what are the ICS of the milui of mammon? What is mem? What's the milui of mem? Mem, right? Mem is mem, the second mem. So you have mem, right? What's vav? Vav, right? Vav vav. What's nun? Vav nun. So you have mem, right? So what do you have? You have mem, so what about the vav? You have mammon. It says the milui of there has mammon in it. What's the isis of nun? I don't know where he has a nun. I think he does with the three, with the shur, with the three dots, not with a vav. Right? So it's nun. So he said the milui of mammon is mammon. What does that mean? There's no milui connotes pnimius. Milui connotes of any pnimius dika value, any real value. Right? Mammon has no real value. Mammon, the pnimius of mammon is mammon. It's the same thing with the mammon is. That's all it is. Comes along in Avram Avinu. That's a chidah. Interesting chidah. Comes along in Avram Avinu and sees these be'eras. Doesn't say it's something there. There's something, but there's a deeper meaning to this. There's a real mitzias to this, not just the guys, the physical guys. What is it? It's the Eibush. Everything is the Rabbeinu Shalom. For example, a remez that the names must have had something to do with that. What the Medrash talks about what Avram Avinu got. Kama be'eris chofar Avinu. Avinu Yitzchak be'Be'er Sheva. How many be'eris did Yitzchak dig in Be'er Sheva? The ones that he did. Talk. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Dalad. He did four. Zogin Chazal, Keneged Kein Nasu Bonav Arba Degolim Bamidbar. Because of that, Rabbi Nishalom gave them four Degolim Bamidbar. The Degolim connotes the different tchunas that they have. I think it's hard for that if it was a business venture and it was just, there's no ruchni is the content to what they're doing. Why the Eibishter gave them a schar that they became, you know, that they got down to Golem Bamidbar. Rabbanan Amri, and it goes more. The Rabbanan say, how many were there? There were five. Rabbanan Amri Chomesh. Keneged, Chamisha Sifrei Torah. Okay, so it's Keneged. Vayikra Sham HaBe'er Esek, right? First one. Keneged Sefer Breishe, Shabbain Nis'asek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baras Ha'elam. Baras Ha'elam. Vayikra Shma Sitna, that's number two. Keneged Sefer Ve'ele Shmois, Hashem V'yemaru Al Chayei Ksotna, V'yemaru Al Chayei Ba'avoy Dekosha. V'yimtzu Sham Be'er Mayim Chayim, Keneged Sefer Vayikra, Shehu Molei Hilchus Halachis Rabbis. That means Chayim is Halachis. Broken. That you see from there. Right, so the names are all Rabbeinu Shalom names. The names are all Eberter, Chumash, Vayikra, Shmais. The Hishavus, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom's making a call. Yes, all over here. Whatever they had, the Be'er, the Mayim Chaim, the Be'er that they've, the Be'eris that he reopened, that he opened, the new one, all of these Be'eris are the Rabbeinu Shalom making a Klal Yisrael, giving to Klal Yisrael, it's all from the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the Yisod of these things. So even if you don't go as far as the Toldos Yitzchak, as Rabbi Yitzchak Kara, to say that it's just a mushel and it's alluding to the Geirim that he was Megayer, it still has the same type of touch. The Geirim Megayer was he brought these people to the Rabbeinu Shalom, right? Here it's he brought the Beiris to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He brought, this was a Hakara La'ein Kaila Gilui to the world that this is the Rabbeinu Shalom's Azachtis Bar. That was the Yisod of these Beiris. And again, it's that Nakuta that the Plishtim came to be Saisim. The Plishtim, it's not the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's our stuff. The Plishtim could just as well have been living in America, Right? Mm-hmm. It's our stuff. It's not the leave the Rebbeinu Shalom out of this. It's our stuff. That's the Sosma. Came along Yitzchak and reinstated it. No, it's the Rebbeinu. He brought it back as the Eidus, as a testament to the fact that it's all the Rebbeinu Shalom's. These three Beiris that Yitzchak, Esek, Sitna, and Rechavis, as Rechavis is not the Ramban, told us Yitzchak in the Menorah, the Riyavu of the Menorah Samar also, but the Ramban already says it. Those three, Sitna, Esek, and Rechavis, are connected the three Batei Mikdash. Are connected to three Batei Mikdash. Without going into what each one has to do with each one, but how that comes, the way we're told, what we're saying, it's very understood. What's the Beis HaMikdash? Why are they connected? What was the yisod of each of the virus? It's bringing the hashgacha of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam into this world, right? That's what it is showing. This is the Eibush. This whole chiyus, which is the biggest thing in the Bria, it's a chiyus. You would think it's independent. It can reproduce itself and create itself. That's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's all the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, this chayim. The chiyus of each bar is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So what was the yisod of what Avraham and Yitzchak were doing? Bringing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam into the world. What's the Beis HaMikdash? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is having a chiyus in this world, right? So that's the midah, that's the keneged. Each one of the bayrus is in itself ke'ilu abeis hamikdash. It's ke'ilu bringing the kviyus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam into this world. That's, again, obviously, it's not a business venture. Right? It's not a business venture over here. The Torah is telling you hecher and yonim. The Torah is telling you a lot more chashuva things here than that. Now to the other nekuda, which is very important. That's tam. That the limud, that, you know, the things where you must think, yeah, it generates it, a powerful thing. And it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Everything, it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And just to know that there's plenty of plishtim out there, some Jewish and some not, who would have you think otherwise. Right? And to be mischazik, and then to know it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Know what the names of everything is. Everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Everything in the world is connected, say for Bereishis Shmos Vayikra Bamidbar Dvarim. That's what we have in the world. Now what about this Nekuda that was alluded to, was Meduyik in what the told us Yitzchok said already, that Yitzchok Avinu came and he called them the exact same names, Oysom Hashem is Atzmam Shekor Lehem Ovid Kishagiram. So for that, there's a Meridiker Rabbeinu Bachaya. Rabbeinu Bachaya says, here we're going to get into a limud, but I want to focus on the kudda today about Yitzchok, the midah of Yitzchok. Rabbeinu Bachaya writes like this, Umimasha ha-Torah ha-idiyazeh, from the fact that the Torah was ma-idiyaz, that Yitzchok redug those things and called them the very same names that Avram called them, Umimasha ha-Torah ha-idiyazeh nireh, it appears it was considered a schus to Yitzchak. It was a good thing that he did, that he called them the same names. For yesh b'zehi sayurus, and with that, it had a tremendous effect to us for a limud. V'kal v'chaymer shelo yeshana odom miderech avoysov. It's called mesayur. Shelo yeshana odom miderech avoysov. Sheharei Yitzchak afilu shema isab be'eru shekora isan oviv leirotzo l'shana isan. That's for sure that you shouldn't be mishanet. That's the other hadgosha over here. That's the hadgosha ba'isan shemus mamish shekarlem aviseyem. That's what they did. Yitzchok's function here as an av was the preserver of the Messiah. That's the Yitzchok put into Klal Yisrael that nekuda of preserving the Messiah. There's a line I heard from Rav Hutna Amol a few times, that he talked about the difference between Avram Avinu and Yitzchak. So it's in Yiddish and most people won't understand it now, but for those who do, it's worth it. Avram Avinu was the Erste Gevorener, the one who became a Yid. Yitzchak was the Erste Gevorener. Yitzchak was the first one who was born like that. There's the Gevorener and the Gevorener. That's not just a play on words and just a cute thing. It touches up the essence of what Yitzchak was. Avram was Chesed, Yitzchak was Yireh. Unmitigated, unbridled chesed has no kiyum. Unbridled chesed can well go out of proportions until it bears no resemblance anymore to the loftiness, to how chashev it was from the outset. Right, from the outset. You know, arayas and certain things are called chesedu. obviously doesn't mean a good thing in the Torah. So unmitigated chesed can be have all kinds of ramifications, some of which are not very good. It has to be bridled with a shmirah. It has to be bridled. That's yira. So what does that do? Avraham Avinu brought a certain midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the merkava of the shechina of this midah of chesed. Yitzchak's is to preserve that, and it should have a kiyum. Yitzchak is not creating something new. What is created, the new, the chiddush that Yitzchak is mechadash in the veld, is that he's being shomer on Avram. That he's being shomer on Avram. That's the yira of Yitzchak. The yira means weigh everything. Should I not? How will it affect? How will it? How will it? How that? That's Yitzchak's mahalach. That's Yitzchak's mahalach. Yitzchak's mahalach, hence over here, when Yitzchak comes to the Beiris, Yitzchak is not, the avodah of Yitzchak is not to make new things. The avodah of Yitzchak is oisan shema, is that what Avraham Avinu did, what Avraham did should have a kiyum. That's Messiah. Avraham Avinu gave it this name, Yitzchak came and gave it oisan Hashem's mamish. He didn't even veer from the name of the thing. Alachas kama v'kama. Zokter Rabbeinu Bachai, that you would learn up when it comes, he put that nekuda in Klal Yisrael, that we should have that nekuda in Klal Yisrael. And when you have Messiah, for a Messiah, not to veer from a Messiah, there's a Messiah. He didn't come today and find newfangled things, and you can make up a new Judaism where things that were mekubal midere deris all of a sudden go down the tubes, and there's no Messiah. I'm not giving any specific thing. I mean, could. No. It's not relevant. It's not relevant. Right? You don't need that. There's Messiah. There's an Indian of Messiah. I think, first of all, you see it in a simple level in Chumash. I don't know if it occurred to you, but if you look in Chumash, a lot of time is spent. Yitzchak is the most unspoken of the others. Right? There's plenty of stories about Avram, yeah, about Yaakov, there's stories galore. Well, Yitzchak, we don't know very much about him. Right? What do we know about Yitzchak? Well, we know about Yitzchak, the major thing, okay, the Akedah, right, which, we know about Yitzchak, and we know Beitzer about the, and the Brochus, whatever, how we think. What do we know Beitzer about? Yeah, the story to tell, this virus over here is telling us about Yitzchak. The Torah said, why are there no stories? Yitzchak, Yaakov Avinu, Avram Avinu, added something. His contribution to the genetics of Klal Yisrael was he added the Midas HaChesed. Right? What did Yitzchak add? Yitzchak added Midas HaYira. Yira is, what's the taich of Yira? Preserving the Midas HaChesed of Avraham Avinu. Right? Preserving. So Yitzchak is just more the shmira of the old, not the creation of the nekudah of Yitzchak is not the creating of the new. Yaakov is already the fusing of the two and taking it to new levels and being the mufchar shemavus. That's a new thing. So Yaakov, there's plenty. Yaakov had, there was a mahalach of Yaakov that Yaakov created. Earlier there was a mahalach of Avram. The mahalach of Yitzchak was the mahalach of Avram. The mahalach of Yitzchak was preserving the mahalach of Avram. So it doesn't say much about that. It doesn't say much about that. Now, these are in Yonan. Like I'm in the habit of saying that are above our pay grade, but there's a Shlach Kaddish that says like this: Avram v'Sara heim tikkun Adam v'Chava v'Kiyuma. They're the hemshich, the kiyum, and the tikkun of Adam and Chava. What does that mean? Truthfully, no clue. Right? Truthfully, no clue. What could it mean? What does it have a shaykhiz with? That means the physical world was created with Adam and Chava. They were meant to be the Hemshah, the Klal Yisrael. If not for the Chet, they were meant to be the Tachlis of the Bria. If not for the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. Once that was, it needed a new Mahalach. So from where does everything build itself? Who is now takes over the mantle from Adam and Chava to do that? That's Avram. The function now of Avram and Sarah to be the Av and the aim of Klal Yisrael is initially what was supposed to be Adam and Chava. Okay, that's for sure true. That's for sure true. It obviously means much more than that, but that's as much as I can get. Avram v'Sara heim tikkun Adam v'Chava v'kiyumam. They keep preserved. That they're tikkun of. Oh, that's what it means. And now it says like this. And then it goes on and discusses Avram and Yitzchak, and then it talks about Avram and Sarah, and now it talks about Yitzchak, and then it's going to talk about Yaakov. V'Yitzchak v'Rivka, heim klaster ponim shel Avram v'Sarah. Yitzchak and Rivka are klaster ponim shel Avram v'Sarah. It looked like Avram and Sarah. It's obviously it means more than physical looks. Then let's just finish Yaakov and then contrast it. V'nishave ha'olam al yedei Yaakov avinu. And Yaakov created the whole world as we have it with the Tiferes of Klal Yisrael Right, the Gris Yaakov Me'en Shufrei De Yaakov Me'en Shufrei De Adam V'Nizdabek Be'etz Achayim. He took it to a whole level. Yeah. So Yaakov did something. Avram Avinu was a tikkun of something. Yitzchak, what does he have? It's a Zohar, probably, I guess. What does it have to say about Yitzchak and Rivka? Last their partner of Yitzchak and Rivka was like Avram and Sarah. It's interesting that what they told us about what we're being told here about Yitzchak and Rivka is very unlike what you're told about Avram and Sarah and what you're told about Yaakov. Right? What you're told about Avram and Sarah, Satikun, they did some Satikun. What do you got? Yaakov, the Shufrei, the thing, the Shufrei, the Yaakov, it's Nizdabik Beit Achayim. Well, again, things that, whatever, right? Hecher and Yon. None of those, but here, cluster upon of that. The Torah says, Do state ogetaych. Here is taiched up what the Metzias of Yitzchak and what of the Aveda of Yitzchak and the Metzias of Yitzchak. What did Yitzchak contribute to Klal Yisrael, Messiah? Yitzchak contributed to Klal Yisrael. I will mirror Avraham and Yitzchak. You have the kiyum of that Avraham and Yitzchak through the Aveda, through the Midah of Yitzchak and Rivka. Through the Midah of Yitzchak and Rivka. That's a shalom, and that's what gives, and what ultimately gives the avoda of Avram, which was the shayrish of everything, the kiyum lanetzach, is the avoda of Yitzchak. Right? It's nice to attain things, but the yira to preserve that which you attain, right? To preserve that which you attain, that's the avoda of Yitzchak. And what's the yisoid of preserving that which you attain? Messiah. The only way that you preserve that is with the Messiah. But you're not Mishana, the names of the Be'eris. He wasn't Mishana, Oysam Hashem is Mamish. Like the Rabbeinu Bachai said, and Alachas Kaba Vekaba, Hanhogas and everything else. There's a Chshivas of Messiah. The Ramban writes in Vayikra Oysa Shiva, here in the Be'eris, he says, Vikarov Li, Shehu HaBe'er Shekara Avram. It's the Be'er Shekara Avram. And he gave Abimelech 7 kvasos there, le'eda, to testify, ki satmu plishtim im ha'cherim, v'yoshav Yitzchok, v'yach paraisai, v'yikro le'gam hu shem kashem asher kora le'oviv. Again, the same thing. It's important. Shal kora le'oviv al kain, shem ha'ir be'er sheva al shem ha'be'er, asher karu hu kain sheva ha'av v'ha'ben. Kisham hishavu shneim vabeer hazoyis lohem tirmas. What does it mean? Abeer hazoyis it's merabes and mishkan shiloi uplishtim sosmu. But he lokach aron a different aspect that the plishtim were soysim. It means they took the aron. They took the aron from Klal Yisrael, and Yitzchak coming back and putting it back as keilu corresponds to bringing the aron back to them. And then what does he say? Aydei gvuros haisei te'alte. That means okay. And here he says mefurish what we said. That what it means, it's only Avram did it, and then it was taken away, and Yitzchak came and brought it, and Yitzchak came and brought it back. And that's why the Torah says, "Vayikra Shmo Yisheva." Yitzchak called not by Avram, Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. What is the Torah with that? Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. So first of all, okay, it's a raya that the Torah then can say Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. How did the Torah know that? Okay, that's a raya Torah Mashamad. That's not our Isaac right now. But what's Ad Hayoyim Hazeh? What changed now? Because of Yitzchak is the Messiah, and the Yira, if you have that, that's what gives it a Kiyum Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. What guarantees its Kiyum HaNitzchi is the Yira Shabbat. What guarantees the Kiyum HaNitzchi is the Shmira on the Messiah, the not being Mishana, the Avoida of Yitzchak, that the being copying that which Avram, and it did in a way that makes it be Nitzchi, to be preserved. That's the Avoida. That means, rather than being a discussion of that belongs in the Wall Street Journal, right? If it's in the Torah is telling us chashuva things with this virus. Whether it's talking about the Geirim of Avraham Avinu, it's all the same idea, being Marbik Fochim, or whether it's the Chshivas of the Beiris themselves, that this is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Kayach, the creative Kayach of a thing to recreate itself. It's not a separate thing, it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's thing. It's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And those were the names, and you also have, that's to know that everything is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's thing, and that Mammon is Teichei Kibaro, it's nothing. Right? The same, there's no pneumius to mammon. It's the milui, the in, is the same. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom. Everything is the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. And then the way, the mahalach of that, how did Yitzchak show that? Not to veer, even copy the Shemus from what Avram was. The preservation of everything, what gives it a kiyum of Ad HaYom HaZeh, is not veering from the Messiah of Davos. So.